Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
We'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land and pay respect to their elders past, present, and emerging. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may be listening.
Hi.
Hey.
Wait,
hey.
Actually, Molly, how are you?
Oh my God, I'm so good.
Are you actually? That's really...
My throat feels a bit weird. Can I do some vocal warm-ups?
Yeah.
Ma. Do it with me.
Ma.
Ma. Ma.
Ma.
Ma.
Ma.
And then ready the classic. Any theatre kids listening will know what this one is. My mum makes me mash my mini M&Ms on a Monday morning. Hoo-ah.
My mum makes me mash my mini M&Ms on a Monday morning. Hoo-ah.
Did that do any?
Hoo-ha?
The only way I could think of that being an effective vocal warm-up is if you really hit the M for the My mum makes me mash
me
mash.
Meow.
Me. Okay, any fucking way. Hey, I'm good. Now I've warmed up my voice and I'm like ready to go.
And you're better. And now you're happy and nothing can stop you.
Yeah.
Slay.
Slay.
That's good. Well, thanks so much for asking me the question back.
Sorry. And your ick of the other week was when your crush doesn't ask you how you're going and you were talking about overall feeling like the right thing to do. And I said, yeah, no. And it's like, who the fuck doesn't ask back how they're going? And I just did that.
No, just hold my hand so I know you're sorry. Oh,
Tanya,
that's nice.
Tanya, how are you?
Oh, thanks for asking. I just got my period, so I'm Aww. Extremely sensitive and emotional to... emotional. I can't even say the fucking word.
I can't even say.
Really emotional, but I'm pushing through.
Yeah.
And I'm giggling a lot today, which is nice. I feel like my little feetsies are going in and I'm like, like a bit mischievous.
Like you're like a little mischievous little emotional queen.
Yeah.
What is something that will make you cry? No, Molly, what is wrong? Okay, how can I cheer you up?
I feel like if you were to pull, you know exactly
wait,
what
wait,
would...
Wait, pull my finger? Toot. But no, but for real, let's be serious.
Yeah, if this happened exactly as I'm about to describe it, I would be so happy. If you said, Tanya, what's that behind your ear? And you pulled out a little lolly in your hand,
Aww.
I would be like...
So there's a few problems there. I don't actually have hands.
And I don't have ears.
Yeah, and I don't have a valid... I'm actually not an Australian citizen or like a registered member of society. So I'm not actually not allowed a wallet.
Molly, where's your birth certificate?
Oh.
Molly, where's your birth certificate?
Okay, so like... spoiler, I am not born. Also, just in case the FBI is listening, I am actually like...
So like I have it, but like it's like a family photo album. Like you don't need to see it all the time, but like I have a birth certificate.
Have you seen the bench warmers?
Absolutely, I have.
You know the scene when he pulls up the piece of paper and he's like, "How old are you?" He goes, "I'm 12." And then he pulls up the piece of paper and he's like, "I am 12. Yes. That's my birth certificate."
But he's got a mustache.
Yeah, and he's like 40.
Yeah,
so funny.
I like that.
And he gets really drunk and then he throws up. Oh, it's such a funny movie. Me. I love that film.
He's so me.
He's so me for real, purr.
Meow.
Sorry, I just need to chime in because I need everyone to know that Molly made me watch that movie when we used to work at a place where we used to pack stuff.
Did I?
Yeah.
Benchwarmers?
Yeah, we sat there and we watched it.
That's awesome.
At our desks while we were packing.
Did we actually?
Yeah, we did.
Did you guys work together?
Yeah. We worked in this retail job together.
Oh, we can't really tell you, but we basically worked for the government and we traveled a lot and we did have
Yeah, we worked
weaponry.
For the FBI.
Yeah, we were actually international spies.
But basically.
They were missiles and a lot of birth certificates.
Yeah.
But essentially we had a lot of like time where we were just sitting and stuffing things into envelopes. So
meow.
We had our AirPods and we just watched Benchwarmers.
And what did you think?
I thought it was fucking hilarious.
Had you never seen it?
No, I didn't remember. That's why we watched it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I remember being like, Jess will find this fucking hilarious.
No, it was great. So funny. 10 out of 10.
Cute first date idea. Yeah. Sit down with someone you like, pack something,
and watch Benchwarmers.
Good times. Because I was like, I'm, again, putting my little feedies together. And I'm like, oh, Jess and Molly watch Benchwarmers together.
All right. Well, as you guys know, part of this like little pod is like we just like discuss our little ickies before we get into the problemos.
Yeah.
So Tanya, it's your turn this week, bitch.
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 Fucking birth certificate-less bitch. No, I have it.
Yeah, I also have one in case the FBI is like,
I should probably stop slouching. Okay, so this is not so serious, but it also kind of is serious. I feel like a couple of weeks ago, I said something like, oh, you wouldn't assume it, but I'm a very anxious person. And this problem relates to that. I hate being at a shopping center on the weekend.
Ooh.
I would rather die than shop like on a Saturday or a Sunday. Fuck that. Fuck that right off. Okay. Have you ever been to Bondi Westfields?
I actually haven't, because I don't go. I don't live around there.
You wouldn't need
I have no reason to. It was just such an effort, and there's like three other Westfields before I get to Bondi. So
exactly,
I wouldn't go there.
I want everyone to know that like Bondi is nowhere near my local Westfields, but something came over me on Sunday, and I was like, I think I need to go to Bondi Westfield.
Fair enough. I get that.
And obviously everyone there looks like they came out of fucking Vogue magazine or GQ Man of the Year and look at how many wrist rollies I'm wearing. So I was like, okay, I'm going to put on like a bit of makeup. And I think, I was like premenstrual. So I was like, I'm just going to make myself feel better and hopefully have a giggle at Bondi Westfields. Every corner I took, it was like... hyperventilating, heavy breathing. I was like, oh my God, I'm being perceived. That's what this is today. And then also, I'm just going to say it, Westfields, if you're listening, you need to do something about that fucking Woolworths of yours. That is the most chaotic Woolworths I've ever stepped foot in.
In Bondi?
Yes.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, next waiting! You're like, fuck, do I have my everyday rewards? This person behind me is carrying one thing. I'm carrying 30 items. Am I going to make it in time? Fuck, I didn't bring a bag, a reusable bag. And then they're like, oh, move. You're like, sorry.
That's so you went. So what was the purpose of going? Were you looking for anything in particular?
Yes.
Yep.
I think I needed just like a plain shirt, like a plain black and white shirt.
Yep.
One of each is what I mean. And also to just get out of the house. Like, a bit. Depresso.
So you wanted a nice day at the mall and just to kind of go through and sort of, is it saunder? Is that the right word? Like saunder through? Saunter. Thank you.
Saute sauce.
No.
Saute sauce.
You wanted to like chicken saute through.
Yeah.
And you were disappointed and you were let down.
It was really scary. And yep. I shouldn't panic this much. And I feel like I.
Hey. No shouldn'ts. You were panicking and that's okay. Why shouldn't you have panicked? Are you crying? Guys, Tanya's having a really emotional day.
I've cried maybe 3 times in the last 2 days.
Why?
And no, sorry. This is now 4 and 5. So
it's okay. Ooh. Like, what does that even mean? I shouldn't be panicking. If you were panicked, that's okay. Oh my God. I don't know. I'm patting her. Tanya, it's okay, baby. Like, it was fine. And all I did was walk around and people looked at me. And then sometimes people said, hey, do you need a hand with anything? And the voice that came out was like, no, that's okay, thank you. Wait, can I just say, Tanya lost. You lost. I win. Who's going to cry on the podcast? Tanya fucking cried. I win. Ha ha. I don't give a shit that you're having an emotional moment because I won. I won. Anyway, please continue. I hope you're okay.
I'm fine. I don't know who the fuck that was. I never cried in the podcast. Problem solved. I'm never going to shop ever again.
I think that's your solution.
I'm never going to leave the house ever again.
I think that's
like
smart.
The guy from Benchwarmers.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to the sun. That's a different movie.
No, that's the right film. That's the right film. He's allergic to the sun.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, no, that's right. Okay, let's discuss this. If you were going to go back to Bondi Westfield, when is a good time to go shopping?
Tuesday?
Ooh, nice.
7 a.m. or?
I reckon like mid-morning.
Yeah, maybe 10:30.
Yeah, before, 11 a.m. Before like school kids get out. So it's going to be
and before lunchtime.
Yes.
When people are sitting there with their pack of lunches and
yeah.
Their pumpkin seeds.
Ooh.
And that's what the lady behind me was holding in the Woolworths line, just pumpkin seeds. And it was rattling like. I was like, oh, she's making a salad.
What a sad
She's going to put that in a salad.
Oh, you know what? Actually, I won't judge her. She sounds like she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, well, it was better than my fucking lunch. Packet of chips and a chocolate bar.
That sounds pretty
nice. I also got a kombucha. Do you like kombucha?
No.
It kind of tastes chat.
It tastes like fridge.
Forcing myself to drink it.
You know, like how you get like water sometimes at the bottom of a fridge. It tastes like that. It tastes like the bottom of a shower. It tastes like the bottom of a bin. It tastes. You know when you like
you're Brittany Broski right now.
It's
she's like no,
no.
Well.
No, well, no, no. Kombucha is actually foul.
It's ass.
But you, I'm really sorry you cried. But I'm even happier that I won. Yeah. Yeah.
I want the episode title to be something like Tanya cried over Westfields or Tanya cried over Bondi Westfields.
Yeah, Tanya cried at Bondi Westfield. But I'm sorry that you got emotional. And I think the solution to that is leaving. I think if the mall is really busy, you get the fuck out of there because it's just too, it's horrible.
Yeah. God forbid that someone came up to me and was like, hey, can I ask you something? I would have screamed, scrumped and runt. And I think I would have, trigger warning, thrown myself off level 6 on the balcony and just like, if someone's like, hey, ma'am, can I ask you a quick question? I would have been like, ah!
Really, really quick. Do you?
But I survive. I survive because I land and 6 hotties catch me in their fucking strong arms.
Damn.
They're like, whoa, never seen you without those glasses.
I have a question and I think this is and it's related to being at the mall. If you see like 2 people sitting at a table who are like working for a charity thing and you know how that they do those things and you walk past and they try to get your attention for them, you to give them money. Now, I think this is an indicator of someone who is anxious and someone who isn't. A non-anxious person just walks past. An anxious person gets out their phone and pretends to be on a call. Do you pretend to be on a call? Because I pretend to be on a call because I literally cannot take saying no to them. I feel so bad.
I don't pretend that I'm on a call, but I stupidly make eye contact with them because I feel like, you know, a businessman with his wrist rolly would be like, nah. And like just walk past and be like, not today, mate. But me, I make direct eye contact with them
And they're like, hey, ma'am, have you ever thought about a lost child or a pig or a puppet in the village? And would you like to help with just $50 for just your time today? And I'm like, hey, that's okay, thank you. That's fine, thank you.
And I run away like a stupid little chicken. I'm the chicken in the village. You should be giving me money, not puppet.
Well, I was going to say, the only way I justify it is like I am literally like rummaging around in my wallet for $4 to get like a boost. If I can afford a boost that day, it's a good day.
Yeah.
Like there are other people who could donate there that aren't me. I'm so broke.
Yeah.
I spend all my money. I'm always paycheck to paycheck. I'm not the person for the...
Do you say to them like, look at me. Do you really think I've got $50 to sign up?
You pretend to be the person and I'll tell you actually what I would say. And okay. then we'll do you.
Hey there, cool cat. Have you ever thought about joining a druid of blah and donating just $50 of your monthly payments and just do it?
I'd be like, oh, no, thanks, not today, but thank you so much.
That's so nice.
Thanks.
You're a law-abiding citizen.
But no, but now that's what I want to do as someone who has boundaries, but now this is what I'm actually doing. Now do the same thing.
Hey there, can I have 50 of your dollars?
Mum, yeah, I'm just going to Woolies. Yeah, Mum, I'm just going to go, you are so funny. Okay, and then as soon as I turn the corner, I hang up my imaginary call.
Yeah, and then me, Jimbo Bobbo, yeah, is like, oh, she was on a call, next time.
Next time. All right, ready, now it's my turn. Hello, Mum, would you like to support our bracelets?
No, thank you. No, thank you. No. Oh, with a bit more voice, so I sound confident.
I dare you to practice saying no. Just say no without saying thank you.
No.
No, rude. That's
yeah,
rude.
That is rude. Okay,
say,
sorry.
Say no thank you.
No thank you.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's good.
You know what I've heard the best way to deal with rejection is ask questions from people where you think the answer is going to be no. So if that person was bugging you and they were like, hey, can we get you to sign up for $50 a month? You could say to them, because you're assuming the answer is no, it just has to be. You would say to them, actually, can you give me 50 of your own dollars? And it's like rejection exposure, because then they'll be like, no, fuck off, take a hike. And you'll be like, okay, I just got rejected today. Small wins. I don't know why you need to be rejected. Maybe this is good if like... Actually, no, it's great if you're an actor and then, you know, sorry, you didn't get this audition, buddy. No worries. Maybe if you're getting into the dating world, just ask people a lot of questions where you think the answer is going to be no.
Yeah.
Like ask the barista if you can have your coffee for free. You know what? You know who would give you free shit? Because they've done it before. I DM Domino's occasionally and I say, hey, I'm having a really bad day. Is there any way I can have a margarita on the house? And they've said yes twice.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Just do it. Try it.
I'm going to do it right now.
All right. Anyway.
No, wait, I don't want a pizza right now, but I will do it during the week.
Okay, slay.
And we'll come back to our viewers with the results.
So problem being, I'm not going to go to Westfields.
Great.
Ever again.
And full circle, don't go to Bondi Westfields. X.
Love you.
Just quickly, ladies, I'd like you to get your phones and search up the bird test. We're going to do a little quiz to see what the girlies are as birds.
Quiz time!
We have to make sure we're doing the same one, obviously.
So this is to test what type of bird we are, correct? Okay. All right.
What if I don't want to be a purse? What if I want to be a hat?
So how this works, guys, this is an online test called the Richard Stepp test. And basically, we are going to figure out what little birds we are.
Well, it's the bird test. It's just from Richard Stepp, whoever Richard is.
He's my good mate.
Read some of the questions. Should we read one question out
each? Oh, yeah. Okay. So question number one, are you restless, harsh, persistent, or dependent? What are you?
Restless.
Restless, so am I. All right. Number two, are you a risk taker, adventurous, thorough, or patient?
Adventurous, I think. I don't think I take a lot of risks. Like, I'm not... There's nothing in me that's like, actually, no, wait. I do want to try heroin just once, like once in my life, not today. But I know that before I die, I want to try heroin just once.
I think that's a good way to die. I think if you're 90 and you're still alive, get shoot up.
Well, well, there's heroin addicts. Like, they live. They don't die just after doing it once. But, yeah, maybe when I'm 90 and I'm like, eh.
I think when you're 90.
Good to go. Yeah, yeah, okay.
All right, so I did risk taker because I actually do think I take a lot of risks.
But in a good way.
In a good way.
All right, question three. Are we moralistic?
Moralistic.
Moralistic, thank you. Pleasant, powerful, charismatic. What's moralistic mean?
Like, do you have good morals?
Oh, fuck no.
Pleasant, I think people who know me wouldn't describe me as pleasant.
Oh, I would.
But when I get to know people, like, I don't know. Like, that. What would you say for you? I think charismatic is the one that relates most to me.
You say what you think about me.
What?
You think I'm perfect.
I think you're powerful.
Really?
Yeah, you demand presence. You might not think you do, but you do.
All right, powerful.
Number four.
Sorry for being alpha.
I'm the alpha, I'm the demon.
What up, dog? Okay. I'm the alpha.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of. What up, dog? I'm the alpha. Okay, number four. Are you persistent, influential, logical or sincere? I'm sincere. I can't lie.
Fuck, man.
I'm not logical.
I'm not logical. I'm so dumb. I'm so fucking dumb.
I skip every step in a thing. I just go right to the end.
I think I'm persistent, actually.
Yeah.
Remember when I was like, oh, the TikTok's not good enough, so I'm going to manually do the subtitles.
Brilliant. Yep.
Okay, question five. Are you interested, motivated or willing? Interested. I've never been motivated and I will not motivate anyone.
I think I'm pretty willing. I usually show willingness to do things.
I'm willing and able.
Okay, question number six. Optimistic, practical, accurate or dependable?
A dependable as in like someone can depend on me?
Yeah.
Then no.
Yeah.
I've got no money.
I got
no job. No house.
I was thinking
I ain't even got nice clothes you can look at.
I ain't got nice clothes. I think I'm none of these. None of these really relate to me.
Yeah.
Optimistic, practical.
I'm going to go with optimistic because sometimes I feel that I'll be sad forever. And then there's a deep voice inside me that's like, no, Tanya, use this for your art.
Things will get better. Yeah. You'll be fine, babes. All right, I'm going to do optimistic. I don't really work with any of those, but I'll just do that. Okay.
Slay.
Uninvolved, undisciplined, unemotional, unsympathetic. Undisciplined.
Undisciplined.
I'm a little rogue little rat.
Yeah. Okay, question number eight.
Severe.
Competitive.
Perfectionist.
Or compromising.
Now, I know my room is actually foul,
yeah,
but I think I'm a perfectionist because...
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
I think I am like, well, it's not perfect, so time to give up. Like, and it's like, well, if it's not all or nothing type mentality, which is annoying, but...
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm pretty competitive.
I'm competitive too.
Actually competitive.
I think I can be a perfectionist in certain regards, but like not enough for people to think that I'm like anal.
Yeah.
No. First time I said anal on the podcast.
Anal.
Hi, welcome. Question number nine. Myopic, like your eye test? The fuck is that?
Yeah, short-sighted.
Oh.
Oh. Oh,
this
myopic?
This is you. This is them putting you into a bird. Do you have short-sighted, you little bird?
Do you tweaker-tweaker or do you... Okay, yeah. Question nine. Myopic, predictable, demanding, interrupts.
Interrupts.
Inter-fucking-rupts.
Yep. I'm like, oh, guys, but my point. Remember that time that... Oh, but that reminds me of a time that... Jesus, how many questions are there? All right, number 10. Oh. What was one? Impatient. And I'm like, fuck, hurry up. Number 10, impulsive. Absolutely me. I don't even need to read the rest.
Impulsive, reacting, minimize risk or risk averse.
Impulsive. Next.
I would say also impulsive. 11. Tough, question 11.
Serious, awkward or excitable?
Excitable.
Excitable.
Oh, for sure. Like, hello.
Yeah, I'm like, ah! Number
question
12.
Question 12. Can you let me read at least one?
Sorry. I'm a little interrupting bird. I'm like, I'm going to start interrupting but with bird sounds. Gah, gah!
That's good. I can kind of do like a good, it's not a bird, but a pterodactyl.
Do it.
Are you ready? That's good, right?
That's so good.
I've known that about myself since I was 7 years old, and I'm finally ready to share it with the world.
Can you tell again?
Simon Cowell is like buzzer.
Oh, yeah, okay. This is you on American Idol. Go. Yeah.
Hi, I've got this talent. You're supposed to ask me. Okay, well, Tanya,
what is your talent?
I can make a pterodactyl noise.
Whenever you're ready. That was amazing. Really. All right. Okay.
Bird test. We are distracted.
Number 12, compassionate.
Driven.
Curious. Passionate.
Passionate.
I'm passionate. No, I'm driven. I don't really care. Actually, yes, I do.
I'm curious. That's a lie. I'm curious enough about heroin, but not I'm driven enough to try it.
I love that. I'm curious about heroin. Question number 13. Withdrawn.
Shy.
Bossy.
Talkative.
I don't shut the fuck up.
But I think I can be a bit bossy as well. Okay, question
four. There was a quote and it was like, I want to be mysterious, but I cannot shut the fuck up. And I was like, that is me.
Doormat. Question 14. Oh, Molly.
Sorry.
You've got to say the number so people know where we're up to when they do it themselves.
I'm about to get medicated for ADHD, okay, guys? Soon this won't be an issue.
Any day now, we're counting down. Question 14. Doormat, reclusive, forward, braggart.
What's a braggart?
That is a Harry Potter word if I ever saw
one. I don't even know what it means, but I know that's me.
I think I'm a doormat. Yikes.
I don't think you're a doormat.
I can be. I'm not recluse. I'm not forward enough.
I'm forward. Oh, God. I miss forward. I'm so aggressively. I'll say anything.
I miss independence.
I am a queen. All right. Number 15. Hot-headed me. Me. Vengeful, rash, fearful. I'm pretty rash as well, but I think hot-headed. Am I hot-headed? Yeah.
I've never seen you hot-headed, but I think I'm hot-headed. I have an insane temper.
Really?
I really do. It's bad. I'm not proud of it.
I do too.
No, wait. If you're listening to the podcast and you think you might want to date me, I'm not hot-headed. I promise. I'm sexy.
Tanya's so normal.
I'm a doormat. You can walk all over me. No, don't. I do not claim.
I'm a doormat, but also if you cross me, I will scream.
Yeah, all right. I'll pterodactyl noise in your face.
All right. So question number 16. Consistent, achieving, meticulous, or seeking?
Meticulous for me.
Okay. I think I'm... seeking, whatever the fuck that means. Enthusiastic, assertive, idealistic, or charitable? I'm assertive.
I'm enthusiastic. I like to be in a positive mood when I see you. That's good. 18. Question 18. Peaceful, independent, conventional, social. I thought that said sober.
A bird that's just like fucking wasted.
Yeah.
Ah, squawk. I just went to the fucking pub, squawk.
Anyone up for a UDL, squawk?
Guys, I just got on the fucking piss. Okay, 18. I'm not peaceful. I've never felt a moment of peace in my entire life. Independent.
I'm independent because I'm not. You may think that.
Mum, can you help me write this email? That'd be me as a bird.
Oh.
In my little Twitter HQ. Sorry, I'll shut the fuck up. I keep interrupting.
No,
sorry.
No, you're not. So which one are you?
I think I'm social.
Okay. Yeah, you are. Okay. Question 19. Elaborate, strong-willed, respectful, cheerful.
I think I'm strong-willed.
Yeah, you are. You've got an amazing strongness. You're jacked.
I'm fucking...
You're swole.
My wings are fucking swole. I'm a fucking bird.
They be flapping.
What are you?
I think I'm cheerful.
Chirp, chirp. Okay. And 20. As a bird, are you goal-orientated? Do you know that you want to get to that fucking nest? Are you procedural? So when you're giving your little child worms in your mouth, are you like, gah! All right, now you, gah! All right, now you, gah! Or are you selfless? Like, do you protect your little birdies no matter what?
My babies eat first.
I'm people focused.
And then I'm second.
And then the last one is people focused. I think I'm people focused. I think I'm obsessed with what everyone thinks of me in my little bird cage.
Oh, I'm people focused.
All right, I'm getting my results.
I changed my personality to fit you. What? Who said that?
All right, I'm a...
Say it. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Same time.
On the count of three, say your score. Does it say your score blank 60% or whatever number you got?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
Wait, score or the animal?
The animal.
Okay. Three, two, one.
Peacock.
Oh! You're a peacock as well?
Yes!
I know. So it says to me, it says, you love talking, being the being the center of attention,
has have a passion.
Are highly enthusiastic and are generally optimistic.
Wait, you got a photo? Oh, slay.
I'm blah, but I'm a peacock. I'm gay, but I'm a peacock.
I pee and then I cock. And then I half cock and I pee.
Well, guys, I just want to say, if you got through that entire thing and you listened to that, that is a fucking...
Yeah, I hope it was fun for you. Oh,
how does it make you feel, though, knowing that you're a peacock?
I feel like... Okay, because yes, sometimes I'm shy, but peacocks also love showing off and I fucking love to show off. But also I can be maybe sultry and I'm like, no... Who wants to hear me sing?
Yeah, I think I'm like with a peacock wings? That's like going through it.
Drunk.
Like
drunk
a peacock that's like having a rough patch. You know what I mean? Like it like likes to like show off, but like then they like run behind the curtains and they're like, I can't go on.
Yeah.
Can we just end this? Jesus Christ.
Wait, no.
All right, go.
How did you score on the other types? I've got... Eagle 20%. Eagle, really?
I got eagle 30%. Dove. I'm not a fucking dove.
I've got dove 5%.
Damn.
And owl 15%.
I'm not an owl.
I feel
at all.
Shit because my results are so different to yours. I got like peacock 25%, but my main one was eagle.
Oh.
Which is weird.
So what does that mean? What's your description?
It says you can be dominant. Are stimulated by challenge, are decisive, and can be direct.
That's
you're
pretty accurate.
You're also a natural achiever. Do you think so?
Yeah.
You are a natural achiever.
And you will go after what you want. You'll go get that little mouse on the floor.
Because I literally, like, looking at all the options, I would have said, like, owl.
No, you're not an owl. You're an eagle.
Aw.
Hey, Jess. Okay? Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. All right, can we move on?
Yeah.
Get ready for problem number one. Take it away, Jess.
My partner and I have different love languages, and it's causing conflicts in our relationship. I'm all about physical touch, whereas he's all about acts of service. I'm a bit lazy when it comes to chores, and it just takes me an extra second to get around to them. Especially because I have a very active job, and I'm usually physically exhausted by the end of the day when I come home. He doesn't get mad at me, just passive-aggressive sometimes, which then makes me angry. I've spoken to him about this, but he just doesn't get it. How do I get him to understand?
Sorry. I feel strongly about this.
Can you take over? Because this is stressing me out. I don't know where to start.
A lot of tests on the potty today. So the burp test and a love language test. Do you know what your love languages are?
No.
You've never done the test?
I've never been in love.
Yeah. Okay. I hear what you're saying, but it's a different, like it's an overall kind of love thing.
Sorry. Yeah. I don't know.
It's like how you love to be loved and how you love others.
No, fair enough. I don't know.
What do you think might be yours?
I like, what are they?
Acts of service, physical touch, words of affirmation. Gifts, receiving and giving.
Uh-uh.
And what's the last one?
Sorry, I'm so immature. And I would say like words of illy.
Yeah.
Words of love because same. I like to be validated and know that like where the other person's at.
Same.
Yeah.
Quality time.
And that. I like a bit of, can I have a mix of all of them?
Yeah, I like a mixed bag. I
mixed
like an
bag.
Easter show bag. For the listener. Baby, compromise. And also to your partner, compromise. Because when you're dating someone for the first time and they've got a love language that you've never seen before or you don't know how to necessarily give that or like you don't know how to receive their love language, it's fucking hard.
Yeah.
And there's no like foolproof way to be like, here's how to nail your partner's love language. It takes time and it takes effort. And I don't think it's necessarily like a he's wrong or you're wrong thing, but just time and communication. On a base level, we're all human, right? We're all human, right? Except no, I'm a pterodactyl. But
prove it. Thank you.
That wasn't my best one, but that's all right. There has to be something on a ground level aside from like the love languages when you're not
I guess, loving when you're just moving through life as a... Or maybe you should move through life through love always. Strength through unity. Anyway, I think listening should be the biggest love language. Listen to each other. And if it has to be so broken down, like on a piece of paper, like step number one, when you pass ag me for not cleaning up after myself, it feels like this. It will take me A to B amount of time to clean up after myself. Please note that I haven't forgotten. I will do it when I can. And I promise you, if you can make promises, I promise you it will be done. Just be patient with me.
Yeah.
End of.
And also being passive aggressive, I would struggle if someone was being passive aggressive to
me.
Yeah,
that sucks. That's not any love language. That's like a hate language.
When I'm around my friends and I'm being, sometimes we all get in moods. I'll be in a mood and I'll be like, oh, like I won't get my way and I'll sulk at the back of the car and be a little bitch. Like, and I will be passive aggressive for like 2 minutes. And then they're like, what's wrong? What are you doing? Like, and they kind of ask me and then I'm like, oh, okay. And then I'll talk about it and then I'll talk about the fact that something was affecting me.
Yeah.
And then it's over. So passive aggression is, oh, it's the worst.
It's shit.
And your partner, they gotta tell you what's going on as well. Like, this is even beyond active services. Like, if someone's being passive aggressive to you, you know, you gotta be like, look, I'm noticing like you're getting a bit angry. Can you just, if you're upset with me, that's okay, but I just need you to communicate with it. Otherwise, this is just going to build up.
Yeah. Send the podcast to your partner so that we can tell them using your words will help. It's like when, you know, as a kid, if you're crying and your mum says like, what's wrong? And then when you explain, you feel better because someone's hearing you out.
Yeah.
And maybe it will help for you both to like make lists of foolproof ways of how to love one another. That's cute. Wait, that cute date idea. You could do like a how to love me document. Google
That's
Docs.
That's cute. So what's her love language again?
Okay.
So hers is physical touch and his is acts of service.
Yeah. I do think that communication is very key. And also maybe you could do like a speaking stick moment. Like, I'm holding the speaking stick. You have to listen to how I feel for 20 minutes uninterrupted and you're not allowed to be passive aggressive and you have to give me kisses after.
Oh, that's cute. Give me kisses. No, I think that's cute. And I think going back to what you said, like respecting each other's things and asking each other, okay, like what do you want? What do you need and what do I need and how can we kind of meet in the middle type thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so we were both meticulous peacocks.
Yes.
If I was going into a relationship with someone and when it happens, I feel like I will fully be meticulous about it and be like, here's the master doc of how to date me and how to love me and how you will be loved by me.
Yeah.
Take it, love it, or leave it.
Take me for what I am. Ah, a peacock. No,
who I was meant to be.
Yeah. But and if you give a damn, take me or leave me. But what is the takeaway we give? What is this? First of all, what's this girlie's name?
Oh, yeah, we haven't named her.
Celine Dion.
Celine Dion.
The night and the years is so long.
Do you believe in love?
No, that's a Cher. That's Cher.
Oh, is it? No, wait, sorry. It's because I've seen that clip of Celine Dion. Come on, oh, everyone. Yeah, you've all seen it.
Do you believe in love?
Yeah.
It's like me after two wines. But
she ate.
Celine Dion is near, far, where.
She's not got a toy out or something on a 10 p.m. on a Saturday night.
Oh, fuck. But Celine Dion, I don't think we really helped Celine Dion much in this episode.
It's a hard thing because there's no easy way to go through this. I would suggest potentially doing some research on your partner's love language and doing some on your own as well, because it's always nice to kind of like give yourself a refresher. Because me, I'm like, I love words of affirmation and I tell that to someone and they're like, okay, what do you want to hear? I'm like, oh, I don't know. I just want to kick my feet in the air.
And go and pretend to be an ant. Anyway, yeah. Jess, you look like you have something to say.
I didn't, but thank you. No, if you can't figure out a way to communicate with your partner on things like this, and you're standing there and pouring your heart out, being like, hey, I struggle, I'm really tired, like I will get to it, all this stuff, and they are not, like they're just getting passive aggressive and angry with you for that, and they just won't hear you out, then fucking get rid of them. They don't deserve you. Like, oy. Harsh reality, but if you can't make something that easy work with your partner, then they're not for you, and yeah. they won't be for you in the long term. Oof. Because that is like number one what you need to be looking for in a relationship. If you cannot communicate things, if you can't be straight up, if you can't say the most dang shit in front of your partner and be completely holistically truthful about literally every single thing, then you're fucked. That relationship's fucked and it won't work.
Just to play devil's advocate. No, that was a great point.
Yeah.
However, what I want to add, sometimes we all go into things with a little bit of silly, like, quirks and icks and weird trauma things and weird ways that we are and things. And I think it's just about, as Jess said, showing up and being honest. And if it's not working, it's not working. And I think the main thing is you need to be able to talk to them about it. Mm. And if you can't have an honest flow of, like, communication, as Jess said, and if you can't be honest about where you're at, then that's bad.
Yeah.
And I think if this is like a one-off, I don't know, maybe fine. But if this is happening a lot and this is like not an isolated incident and there's other times that things like this are happening and it's a struggle for you and you notice little things like this happening here and there and you feel like you're just not quite on the same page.
Mm.
I don't want to tell Celine Dion to break up with the boyf, but... what brings you to this podcast, Celine Dion?
Ah! I also want to add, please don't ever feel like you deserve to be spoken to passive aggressively.
Yeah.
That is not love.
Yep.
I will promise you that. It is not love. And, you know, you might hear it from like family members or friends or something and think like, eh, whatever, you know, we're always going to love each other. But a partner, like... no, you should not hear that. You don't deserve it. And there are better ways to communicate.
Or it is love if they can be passive aggressive. Hang on. Stick with me. And then they can apologize. If they do something like that and then they go, you know what? That's something I'm trying to work on. I can sometimes be a bit passive aggressive. I just want to, that's something I do. And that's kind of been a historical thing for me to be a bit passive aggressive in the past. However, I'm really sorry I did that. And I'm really actively going to work on not being passive aggressive. I think that's self, like, I think that's progress. And I think that's kind of, you know,
yeah,
someone self-reflecting on their issues and working towards it. But if they're just passive aggressive, as you said, and they're just doing that all the time and talking to you like that and being a bit of a dickhead, then nah, you know what I mean?
And that's the other thing as well, like on that, if they are apologizing and actually making genuine progress, that is so fair. And that's like, you,
that's like, a relationship,
that's great, that's
it?
Great, like that's, they're obviously working on, like they want to keep that relationship with you. They, so they're working on themselves. So, you know, you have to work on relationships. You have to have that active conversation all the time with yourself and with your partner. But if they're saying sorry all the time and then they keep doing it and it's like been years, or like there's just, they're not making any progress and you see, and you think it's sort of like a fake effort, then that's toxic and that's a red flag.
Yep.
Sorry means you don't do it again. And
yeah,
please know that there's someone out there who will love you exactly as you are and doesn't mind that you don't clean up after yourself
straight
away. I was just
going to say, like, if you've just come home.
Someone who loves that about you and is like, oh,
my little working, my little working bit. Like, yes, okay, it's unfortunate their acts of service is doing stuff. But if you've just come home from a 9-hour shift and you're exhausted and your partner's like, why don't you clean up? It's like, bro, I was standing on my feet all day. Yeah, you're tired. Like,
I'm ready
tired.
To throw hands. I'd be like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And like, it's not like, I mean, obviously for you, like, you know, you still got to clean eventually.
Yeah.
You know, not saying like, yes, queen, do nothing. But like, you know, the moment you get, you know what? Actually, I stand by that. Do nothing, queen. But no, but like the moment you get home, of course you're not going to want to clean straight away. You know what I mean?
We support women's rights and women's wrongs on this podcast.
Exactly. Exactly.
Just as a closing thing for me, here's a great example. I live with my boyfriend and I've pretty much had this exact problem not to a T, but we both have ADHD, so sometimes we forget things a lot and we'll just like leave cups out and stuff, like on bedside tables and stuff like that. And at some point, like, I had to have a conversation with him and I was like, hey, I've noticed that you've been leaving some stuff out and it takes you a little while to get to it. I know you haven't forgotten. I would really appreciate it and it would make me happy if you just took more notice of that and attempted to clean it faster. And if you forget, that's so fine. Just let me know. And guess what? That worked.
Nice.
That worked. And it was like, oh, okay, no problem. I understand that you get frustrated when there are things out and you don't want to have to clean up after me. That's so fine. Don't care. I will do that. And it's not like he wasn't cleaning up after himself. He's not a messy person. But like just, you know, stuff like that. Having that conversation, oh boy, it helped. And it's been fine ever since. And sometimes I'll just make a joke. Like if I'm going to the kitchen to put my stuff away and I pick up one of his cups, I'm like, oh, so you've left cups on the bedside table, have you? Like, yeah. Just as a joke. It's not, I'm not doing it as a passive aggressive thing. Like, we're just making a joke out of it and it's fine and it's giggly and it's little, you know, still fun and flirty. But like, if you're not feeling that and it's just like, what the fuck all the time and you never get past that, then cheeky red flag. But no, but seriously, if you can't have that like communication and it like can't be fine or can't spiral into a huge argument. Hey girly, so there's this thing called Tinder. JK.
No, I agree. And I think I'm too nervous to say that, but I haven't really been in a relationship, so I feel like as someone, if you've been in one, Jess, I think you have more of a license to kind of say that and make that call to Miss Celine Dion.
Yeah. But also, you know, even before being in a relationship or never being in one or being in 10 or millions, you know exactly what you want for the next one.
That's also
you
true.
You know exactly that you would want to be spoken to with respect and love and heard. Communicate. That's my closing statement. Communicate.
And here comes problem number 2. Let's get into it.
My boyfriend goes to the strip club his ex works at still.
Oh my god.
He doesn't go often, only sometimes with the boys though.
With the lads.
With the boys.
With Kyle and Jimmy and broskies.
Sometimes. Should we name this girly who sent this in?
Yeah. I'm going to call you Cardi.
Cardi B.
Cardi B used to be a stripper.
Slay, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I think. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Slay. Cardi B, what do you do?
Okay, hear me out. She has to join the strip club and not tell the boyfriend. Make best friends with the ex and be like, oh my God, hey, fucking like Valentina, you're really cool. We match perfectly. Our vibe is excellent. We should do duo dances. Genius, right?
Nice.
So then he comes in with the boys and like maybe you've got like full face of makeup on or something, or like you're wearing a wig or something, and maybe you should have like an accent. Pick like a region that you could do. I'm gonna say like Russian for you.
I was
maybe
just thinking Russian.
Yeah, your name could be like Svetlana or something. And then
Svetlana?
You're like, yes, would you like a dance? No, sorry, that's more German. Would you like a dance, sexy boy? Do you have big fucking Kransky sausage for me? And he'll be like, oh, fucking oath, babe. Like, that's, wait a minute. Cardi? And then boom, he's already paid for the dance. So pocket his cash and then kiss one of his best friends right in front of his stupid little face.
Oh.
And then you and the other girl should just make so much more money because duos get a lot of money. From
That's
what I've heard,
so
I've never been to a strip club.
But, and I also think that your boyfriend sucks shit.
Yeah. Like, come on.
Why would you go to the strip club that your literal ex works at?
Like, he knows exactly why he's going.
Yep. And it's also, it's not like it's a cafe.
Nah.
It's a strip club.
Yeah.
And your ex works there. Like, why else would you want to go? Like, weird.
And also, it's his ex. That's probably peaches and cream he's seen before. Like, without cloth covering. Read between what I'm trying to freaking say here. Like, of course he's picturing things. Why wouldn't he be? That's why he's going there, to see it in the flesh.
Cardi
punch his face, kiss his friend, take his cash.
True. Cardi B, you know what to do.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. Thanks for listening to our problems and for sending in your own.
If you have a problem you want us to solve, please message us on Instagram at gorgegreasyprobs.
Or fill out our problem form that's linked in the description of the episode.
Ooh, ooh. Bruh.
Bye, gorgeous greasy girlies. Mwah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.